What is your unapologetically ugly pandemic fashion find? 651-641-1071. That's the question. That's the phone number you're going to call to answer the question, telling us what your unapologetically ugly pandemic fashion find is. Good afternoon, and welcome back to the third hour of the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. It's January 12th, Tuesday. And Holly, you're asking the question today. What's up with that?
Because we're all dressing unapologetically ugly, got the data to prove it. That's because Crocs, you know Crocs, the footwear of chefs and fashionable youth everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, Crocs have had a record sales year in 2020. So Crocs raised its fourth quarter outlook and full year outlook for 2021 because they're expecting that everyone is still going to want to get ugly this year. And they have upped their estimates, their revenue, about 55%. And the company, Crocs, their sales are expected to have increased over 12% last year to a record $1.38 billion. So investors are looking at Crocs and being like, everyone likes to dress ugly. And people have just been embracing Crocs. I would say for the past couple of years, I've seen Crocs. The kids like the Crocs. They like wearing Crocs with socks.
Crocs with socks.
Sometimes sock while sitting croc. On a box. Yeah. So...
But, while enjoying some bagels and lox.
Thank you. Exactly. But this is a,
on the doorstep of Fort Knox. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Where would I go? I'm going over here. I'm going over to the Crocs. I lost my train of thought because you're so clever, Bradley. But
that's sweet.
But that got me asking, what is the thing that you are wearing that is ugly and you don't even care about it? And I know that we all have these things in our wardrobe that we have acquired in the past year that maybe about a year ago we would have been like, oh, I will never be caught dead in that. And now we just wear it every day.
Oh, absolutely. 651-641-1071. What is your unapologetically unfashionable fashion find during this pandemic? And I will tell you that for me, Holly, it's been a number of things, but like chief among them, just wearing a stocking cap around the house at all times.
Oh, it's like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, it just feels so like it just keeps me nice and warm and I don't care. So... that would be mine. What's yours?
So for over the holidays, I received as a gift. Now, I don't think it's the exact brand, but it's the same kind of idea. It's something called a comfy. And it's a wearable blanket that you wear kind of like a poncho.
Oh.
And it is ugly. It is just sinfully just nasty, but the thing is so darn comfy.
Well, and it's not even so much ugly as it is just nondescript. It's just, right. It literally is a blanket with a hood.
Yeah, I'm wearing a sack. And so, but the thing is so comfy, Bradley, so I got this as a gift.
Yeah.
And my partner co-opted my comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be around the house wearing the darn thing. And I'm like, that is my comfy. That is my gift. But he loved it so much that he ordered his own comfy in a different color, mind you. So we're not totally matching. But we're those people that walk around the house in fuzzy slippers and comfies.
And you don't get cold or too hot in your comfy?
It depends on the location of the wearing of the comfy. I do live in a place of age, meaning that it's an old building.
Yeah. And so you have radiators.
Yeah. So sometimes it gets a little drafty.
Got it. All right. Hey, Grant, do we have anybody on the line that wants to talk about unapologetically ugly fashion find?
We have Patrice on the line here with us. Yes.
Hey, Patrice, what's your unapologetically ugly pandemic fashion find?
It is so awesome. It is a two-piece, sort of like a leisure sweatsuit, but more like loungewear, and it's baby blue.
Ooh.
And it's got a cowl neck top and really super soft, beautiful fabric, and it looks like something Chrissy Snow would have worn on Three's Company, or maybe Mrs. Roper.
Oh, sure.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
That sounds amazingly comfortable. So you just lounge around that in the house all day?
I do. I even went outside and had to pick a package up yesterday.
How daring.
Oh. Oh, thanks, Patrice, for your call.
Thanks, Patrice. 651-641-1071 if you have an unapologetically ugly fashion find that has seen the light of day during the pandemic. Who else is on the phone, Grant?
Rebecca's on the phone.
All right, Rebecca.
Hello again.
Hello. What did you want to add to the conversation this time?
So, okay, I have a pair of shoes that I got them from my mom, and they are the most comfortable shoes ever. And me and my boyfriend will both wear them out of the house.
Oh, and what do they look like?
They are very 1970s looking sandals with like an inch and a half lift to them.
Oh,
and they are orthopedic.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I will wear them with toe socks because I don't care.
Yeah, I feel like
my boyfriend will wear them to take out the garbage or grab the mail, which is like a good distance from our house. And he has no cares for it in the world either.
I feel like we're all there, Rebecca.
Yeah, we are all there.
Yeah, thanks for adding that to the list. So sandals with lifts, it sounds like.
Nice.
Orthopedic sandals with high heels.
Thanks for your call, Rebecca. Hey, look, here's a trend that I've totally embraced over the past 6 months. Birkenstocks and socks.
Birkenstock and socks?
Yes.
So Crocs and socks?
Yes. And I have,
Stocks and socks.
I have worn my Birkenstocks and socks around the office because I don't care anymore.
I honestly don't care. There are so many fashion don'ts that I do now because just nobody's looking.
No, nobody's
Literally,
looking.
Literally, I have a closet full of clothes that have not been touched. I'm wearing the same four outfits all year. 651-641-1071. We have one more, Grant.
Yes, Hershey is on the line with us.
All right, Holly wants to know what your unapologetically ugly fashion find is, Hershey.
Well, when I get home from work, I just leave my uniform on.
And what's your uniform?
I'm a security officer, so it's not sexy.
So you literally just, well, I don't know, some people might find the security outfit sexy.
I think there's a lot of people who would find that sexy, Hershey.
So you just leave it on.
Yeah, I kick off my shoes at the door, and then I'm like, well, I'm not going anywhere. Why change?
See, that's fascinating, because like the minute I get home, the clothes come off.
Yep.
Me too.
Oh, eventually more and more pieces go away.
I see.
My bra, my belt,
so
eventually.
It's like there's just a random pile of pieces throughout your house that you've taken off one by one. Awesome. Thank you, Hershey.
Thank you, Hershey.
And thanks to everybody who called. I feel like there are so many, Holly, and I feel like they're just going to continue for the foreseeable future.
And really embrace it. And just if you have a doubt in your mind whether or not you should leave the house wearing that, erase all doubts.
Yeah.
Just leave the house as long as your bits are covered.
Yeah.
Do what you feel.
Grant, is there something that you revel in the ugliness of?
Well, I wouldn't say it's ugly, but I'm like you. As soon as I get home, I tend to go right to mesh shorts and a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. But I find that, here's the deal. This is going to be, I shared with everybody. We talked about showers when you weren't here, Bradley, one day.
Yeah.
Sometimes this is sad. I will quickly just keep my shirt I slept in on and throw a sweatshirt on right over it and roll right into work because there's really nobody here anyways.
Yeah. I mean, we're all in our own little cubicles.
Yeah. You know, if we were sharing a whole room together, I would not do that, just so you know. But
we appreciate it.
But yeah. For my own self, you know, if I'm in a hurry, I'm not going to take the time to grab a new one.
Yeah, you know.
You're not alone, Grant. All right. When we come back, it's a Jonas bonus. It's Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. They're up to no good. Or are they? We'll find out with all the latest right here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the app if you haven't downloaded that already. The My Talk 107.1 app is available wherever you get your apps. And of course, there you can listen to not only your favorite shows, but podcasts like Colleen Lindstrom and myself, Bradley Trainer's podcast, Go Deep in the Shallow. The first season of that just wrapped a couple weeks back. There'll be another season in the works shortly. Holly, in the meantime, we need to get a little Jonas bonus. And I think it goes a little something like this.
It's time for a Jonas bonus.
Oh, well, we haven't talked about Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra in quite some time.
It's true.
Now, Priyanka Chopra, Nick Jonas are the original Colleen and Bradley Show publicationship. They're the couple that got our attention, who really flexed their publicationship muscles to the max, meaning that they leveraged their nuptials, their relationship, for headlines upon headlines, sponsored content opportunities, and ultimately, very successfully, I would say, in the world of Hollywood, Nick Jonas hosting The Voice, Priyanka Chopra is getting a number of high profile roles in Hollywood. So they've really shown what a publicationship can do for someone's career.
Yeah, they absolutely have. I mean, they've you know, they should publish a handbook, like an ebook. I could see them writing an ebook called, like, How to Get Ahead in Hollywood in 3 Easy Steps.
Oh, if only they would be so generous with their thoughts and time. Now, I bring up Jonas Bonus today and Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas's publicationship because here is publicationship 101. Let's publish our own ebook about publicationships. Let's publish our own handbook, because this is a classic example of why you want a publicationship in your PR arsenal.
Okay.
There are some headlines over the past couple days that got me scratching my head, in as much as it was like, well, geez, these headlines are coming out of the middle of nowhere. Here's one: Priyanka Chopra on wanting many kids with Nick Jonas and whether their 10-year age gap is a hurdle.
I did see some of these stories, and I'll be honest, I didn't even give it much thought.
Yeah.
Because it just seems so fake.
Right.
Well, right? Like, in terms of, not that she doesn't, I don't know if she really does or does not want children and how many children she want, but how many children she wants, but it just seemed like, is this, like, apropos of anything right now?
Well, exactly, because Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas have talked about their family status over the course of their relationship. And so this headline, it was like, well, okay, so she's talking about how she wants to have kids and that this has been a talking point. You know, you will receive attention if you are in a publicationship and you start talking about wanting to have a family that includes kids. Like, it's an easy talking point.
Yeah.
And it's easily relatable, because guess what? A lot of people on planet Earth have kids, and they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, you're ready to start a family. But ignoring that, because we've seen this line of question and answering before out of Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. Like, they talk about wanting kids, and then it's like, well, okay. And then they're not really having kids. And so it's like, okay, well, that's fine.
Also, the source of this particular story, and I think you posted a story from Elle, which is doing, like, the report of the report.
Yes.
Job.
Yes.
Of an interview that originally was published in the Times.
Yes.
Out of the UK, which you have to, like, pay for if you want the whole thing, but you do get a little blurb, and the first paragraph of that article, purporting to be an interview with Priyanka Chopra about her new film White Tiger, and also her life with Nick Jonas, because of course publicationship, and that's the thing that they think the audience is interested in, is her relationship with Nick Jonas. If you think about it, there is something, I know there is a role by which Priyanka Chopra has masterfully used the mainstream media to stay in headlines, which is beneficial for celebrities because it leads to, you know, economic success in Hollywood. Like, I get what's going on here, is my point.
Yeah.
But if you look at the actual content of the article, evidenced by just one paragraph, and that is the first presenting paragraph in this interview, it's all about how she wants to have kids.
Right.
And there's something, and I don't know that this is Priyanka Chopra's doing, but, like, that just seems really sad in 2020 that this otherwise terribly successful international superstar celebrity person, or she's a person who's been able to achieve all those things, the first words out of the mouth of this author are that she wants a cricket team's worth of children.
Right.
Well, like, I don't know. It's probably secondary to your point, but
no.
Just struck me.
It strikes you because that is probably by design. And somebody who's tipping us off that leading with that kid's headline is by design is our good friend NT Lawyer. Can we roll that beautiful bean footage?
Oh my God, I did not know we were going to do this. You surprised me. Hold on, let's do this. Wait. So it's called, what is it called?
Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Because our good friend NT Lawyer, who writes Blind Items, has this to say. So, the foreign-born A-minus B-plus-less actress gets a visit from the police while getting her hair done. So what does she do to get some good publicity? Give another interview about how many kids she's going to have and can't wait to have them. She has been saying this for years.
Oh, okay, fill in the blanks.
Okay, so Priyanka Chopra got a visit from the police in the UK while getting her hair done because the United Kingdom is under very strict COVID-19 protocol lockdowns because they're dealing with some stuff over there.
Yeah.
So what does Priyanka Chopra do to get some good publicity? Give another interview about how many kids she's going to have and can't wait to have them. Priyanka Chopra has been saying that for years. So the lead of that headline in the, that article in the Times probably deliberately made that way, or at least
to throw people off the focus of
Priyanka Chopra
getting her hair done
and breaking COVID-19 protocols, because the United Kingdom is taking it very seriously. There is a headline today about people in a salon and a barber shop getting raided by the police in London and being slapped with $1,000 or pound fines because of this. So they're taking it very seriously. Priyanka Chopra allegedly flaunted these rules and got her hair done anyways, a story that her people denied. Mm. Well, what better way to change the conversation
Brilliant.
Than to start talking about how you want to be in a family way?
Long live the publationship.
That's
and
right.
We'll continue
it works.
To tell that tale time and time again. All right. When we come back, crazy, stupid idiots, dumb people doing dumb things. But only right here on Colleen and Bradley on My Talk 107.1. Dionne Warwick, that is. Her actual last name is Warwick. But Warwick stuck early in her career and she kept it. You will only know that if you listen to the Colleen and Bradley show or if you follow Dionne Warwick on Twitter.
Or if you go to Wikipedia.
Hey, look, not everybody's got time to go to Wikipedia. It's a busy world out there. Good afternoon, and thank you for listening to the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. That foul voice of truth is Holly Roberts. And the cackling laughter in the background is Grant.
Hey, yo.
And thank you for being with us. It's now time, though, to talk about some other crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
And sometimes other places, like Buenos Aires. Now, I say that with a little bit of humor in my voice. And Grant, I know you've heard this story today. So I need you to keep your mouth shut.
Den.
Because I heard Donna and Steve, I think it was Donna telling the story.
Yes.
And it takes us to Buenos Aires. That's how Carol Burnett pronounces it in the movie Annie. Okay. That's really Buenos Aires, Argentina. Right? Okay. That's where we're going, Holly.
Fun.
And I want to take you to a very specific place in Buenos Aires. And that place is a swingers party.
Ooh, well,
What?
Are we doing those right now?
Well, you know, we're not doing them right now. That's the easy answer. But that's not what earned this story crazy, stupid idiot status. So just because they're having a swingers party, I mean, it's not the first time we've seen people gather when they shouldn't. But wait, there's more. So this entire story seems to come straight out of a comedy film. Because this is how it all went down. So the police got a tip.
Just that?
About a secret swingers party this weekend. And so they decided to follow up, and they bebopped over to secret swinger party. And this was on Sunday at an estate in Sierra de los Padres.
Ooh, so it's like Eyes Wide Shut.
Sure. I don't know what that means, but I have not seen the movie. But this is a string of rocky hills and ridges close to Mar del Plata that lies roughly 2 kilometers off Ruta 226. My Spanish is not good enough to say those words in Spanish. So they decided to raid this estate. It's kind of like a farm, basically, like a big farm, where they were having this secret swingers party. And so they knocked on the door. Hello? And somebody came to the door. And they arrived at around 10 local time. And apparently there was a bizarre scene with music and lights and a meal taking place. There were like 12 couples between the ages of 35 and 55. And a bunch of mattresses spread out on the floor in another part of the building.
Mm.
So the police were like, oh, this is okay. Hey, hi. And when a lady answered the door, she was like, she looked the police officer up and down and did the following. And the following is what earned this story crazy stupid idiot status. You get me hot.
What?
Said the woman who reportedly answered the door. The woman answering the door thought that the police officer was a stripper.
Oh, honey.
In fact, when the police went on to say, when they saw us, they thought we were part of the show, that we were strippers, which you can totally see from a 1980s movie that probably starred a young Tom Hanks and was known also as Bachelor Party.
Oh, that's a good one.
God, I love that movie.
So good. I wonder if it still holds up.
I don't
scared.
Think it will, because there's like drug use and like feeding drugs to donkeys. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh.
But there was a party donkey.
Yeah.
It was weird. Uh-oh. But at the time, it seemed like a hilarious movie.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so imagine if you're a police officer trying to uphold the law and the people answering the door think you're a stripper. I gotta believe that this is not the first time this has happened in the world. Am I right?
What, a police officer shows up to the door and they're actually a stripper, or they're mistaken for a stripper?
All of the above. D. is the answer, because I think there have probably been times when strippers arrive dressed as police and people don't realize they're strippers, which I think is how it's supposed to normally happen. But then I think the reverse is also true. In fact, I think there was like a Married with Children episode, or what's the sitcom I'm thinking, where the person thinks it's a stripper, but it's not. Stripper,
I feel
it's
like
really
there could be
officer.
Any sitcom from the 1980s. Yeah. Again, the 80s.
Anyway, they did, once they figured out, no, these are actual police, they were respectful, did not resist, and even joked about what happened. In fact, one person said it was comical and absurd at the same time.
Also, it was like the end of a sitcom.
Basically.
Freeze frame but produced I just, by Gary Marshall. Yeah,
like. Yep. Womp, womp. And just, you know, to put a finer, to just wrap it up in a, to, well, okay, they didn't get to have their dirty, sexy mattress time, so...
You put down Thankfully. A towel.
Does that even sound fun?
No, it doesn't. It sounds too moist.
Mattresses on a floor? Okay, anyway. What do I know? What do you got for us, Holly?
I've got a crazy stupid idiot from Canada, eh?
Hey, oh, we're going north of the border this time.
Yeah, dare. We're going to Sherbrooke, and we're talking about something that happened in Sherbrooke between a husband and a wife.
Oh, and it was not a good thing?
Well, you know, I suppose it could be fairly COVID-y. Now, it seems like in this town in Quebec, home of Celine Dion.
Dion.
That there might be some curfews in effect, you know, because of the pandemic, such as. I didn't research Sherbrooke, Quebec. Anyway, so this woman was outside her house after curfew.
Okay.
And she was with her husband at the time. Now, it's the reason that they're outside of the house that I'm calling them crazy, stupid idiots. Now, the wife was like, excuse me, you know, I'm not going to like cooperate with you because I'm walking my dog outside of my house and I have to walk my dog because dogs need to be walked and they have to do their thing. The problem was, you guys, is that she wasn't walking her dog. She was actually walking her husband on a leash.
Oh. What?
Jeez.
Yeah. So they were walking around 9 p.m. on a Saturday night.
That's not a dog.
That's not a dog. Although his ex-girlfriends might say that he is.
Oh. Yeah, well.
But police said that they were walking towards downtown and didn't cooperate with police officers. Now, when they were questioned, apparently they were happy to receive the ticket and said that they were following rules set forth by the premier of Quebec. Now, Quebec officials,
okay.
You can walk your dog after 8 p.m. on curfew and stay within 1 kilometer of your house.
Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
These people were trying to break some COVID restrictions.
Yep.
I thought they were just creepy, sexy people.
They were horny. Well, they could be both.
That was too. That's where I was going
with it. Well, of course, because when in doubt, creepy, horny people. So literally, they were just trying to like make a break for downtown. Like, yeah. I know, if you act like a dog, no one will know.
Yes.
Because that's legal.
Yes, that's why these people are crazy, stupid idiots.
I'm just walking my dog. Ma'am, your dog is your husband.
Yeah. Now
I could just see him like pretending to be a dog, like lifting his leg, peeing on a fire hydrant.
Yeah. Well, see, then now we're getting into weird fetish territory.
Yeah.
You know. But,
well, that's what I first thought.
Yeah, me too.
Do you think that's what this was, Holly, or is it like a little from column A, a little from column B?
I'd like to say it's a little from column A, a little from column B, because I would like it to be that these people were just horny and wanted to leave the house rather than flaunting COVID protocols set by the premier of Quebec.
You do got to give it to him, though. This is the most creative, like, COVID...
COVIDiot?
COVIDiot that we've probably heard of, if indeed this was, like, intentionally a way to try to obfuscate restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got their $1,500 Canadian fines each, okay. Both of them. So enjoy being in that doghouse.
Hey-oh.
Do we have another one?
We do. I'm very excited. I had one story about Led Zeppelin, and it's just boring, and I don't want to tell you about it.
What?
Some guy, they were like playing Led Zeppelin too loud, and he's like, that's the way you got to play it.
Well, of course.
But that's an interesting story, right? Not really. But here's an even better story. I need to take you to Osteen, Florida. I don't know if Joel is involved in this community, but it is known as Osteen, Florida. And I want to tell you about a lady. Her name is Joanne Mercator. Now, I should tell you this is going to be uncomfortable, but just go with me. Joanne Mercator is 59 years old, and she, well, let's just say police were called. And they showed up and they found Miss Mercator, and she had what appeared to be peanut butter on her face.
Okay.
Only it wasn't peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know this segment.
Okay. In fact, there's a word we like to use frequently. Well, I don't even want to use the word because it's going to paint a picture. And I just want you to think peanut butter on the face.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up to the woman and she's like, my landlady wiped peanut butter all over my face.
Was it creamy or chunky?
Okay.
Nutella?
I'm trying not to go there.
Oh, you brought the story.
So she said, my landlord took peanut butter. It's not peanut butter. And she didn't say peanut butter. Rhymes with schmoop. And rubbed it on my face. What? Your landlord rubbed peanut butter on your face? She was dripping with peanut butter. Okay. So,
dripping?
Yes.
Oh.
However, here's the thing. The landlord was actually the victim. Because the landlord, when they got a hold of the landlord, was like, this lady threw peanut butter at me, a big bucket of peanut butter at me, right? So they were like, okay, why do you have peanut butter on your face and why are you throwing buckets of peanut butter at your landlord?
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, the woman eventually tells deputies that she had intended to throw a bucket of water on her landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But she mistook the bucket of water for the bucket of peanut butter.
You did, huh?
And accidentally threw the bucket of peanut butter, it wasn't peanut butter, on her landlord, and then tried to make it look like the landlord did it to her by putting it on her face. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have questions. Yeah. I have one question. I know that we're running out of time, but who keeps a bucket of peanut butter at the ready?
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
also, you. I've been around a lot of buckets of water in my life.
Yeah.
Never been around a bucket of peanut butter, but I've been around enough peanut butter to know There is no mistaking a bucket of water for a bucket of poop.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The deputy did say it was a really crappy situation.
Hey, yo.
Ah, there it is.
And there was peanut butter everywhere. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you.
When we...
Oh. Sorry.
No.
Never apologize,
Never apologize. When we come back, it's time for the Throwback Live! Right here on My Talk 107.1.